Midtown Manhattan, the usual din of traffic grew louder as motorists blared their horns on momentarily shuddering streets.
The quake was also felt in the New York suburbs, extending into Connecticut and as far south as Philadelphia and Baltimore. There are ground stops at some of the major New York airports, crews checking for damage, bridges and tunnels being inspected as well. This has been an SRN News special report. I'm Rich Thomason.
Biden has started tracking Christians like cattle. Yes, you heard it right. He pressured banks to tag transactions for certain keywords. One of them is Holy Bible. That's a horrifying and creepy attack on our religious freedoms. It's made possible by a digital financial system that makes you a sitting duck. But you do have other options. I recommend a physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. I'm Lance Wallnau, a news analyst, a best-selling author, and evangelical leader to people who cherish their financial independence. A precious metals IRA can help you avoid the scrutiny of Biden's anti-Christian bureaucracy while also preserving your retirement savings. To find out more, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word FAITH to 989898. Birch Gold Group is the only gold company I trust. Get their free info kit and see how a gold IRA can help you. Text FAITH to 989898. There are no strings attached. So text FAITH to the number 989898 right now and take action to protect your own prosperity.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Alabama's personal injury attorney, me, Johnny Adams of the Johnny Adams Law Firm. Stay weather alert, everyone.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane across from Del Rey to Publix.
From Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, these are today's top stories. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that critically injured a woman Wednesday night. The unidentified woman was shot in the 5700 block of Roxborough Drive and transported to a local hospital with life-threatening injuries. No further information has been released. A top U.S. cabinet official was in Montgomery this week to discuss revitalization efforts with Mayor Stephen Reed. U.S. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg toured some West Montgomery sites where the city is investing $36.6 million in federal grant money. The Alabama men's basketball team will make their first ever Final Four appearance Saturday night. The Tide will face the number one ranked and defending national champion UConn Huskies for a shot at the national championship. UConn is a 12-point favorite, but the Tide is on a roll. Tip-off, 7:30 p.m. Saturday night in Phoenix. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Beharia 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harria 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Oh, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Filtered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Final hour, third half, Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
We should use it.
Rodeo.
Yeah, Alabama Unfiltered Rodeo. It's the best show on earth, no doubt. Kind of hurts your backside.
It feels like a rodeo this week. Like
riding
like
the buck and bronco.
We're just trying to hold on.
Just hold it. He's like slamming us all over the place.
I don't know what it is.
We just hold on for 8 more seconds. That's my goal. Every time we start, eight more seconds. Can we
be on?
That's
a good movie.
8 more seconds. I didn't watch it.
What was the movie?
Remember? It's a 90210. What was his name?
She didn't watch Lord of the Rings. She didn't watch Chronicles of Narnia. She didn't watch any of those, but she watched the movie with cowboys. Cowboys and blue jeans.
What was the cowboy movie? Was he hot?
No, remember, it was 90210. What was his name? Come on, Luke.
That guy, the cute one.
Did he die in real life?
Not Aaron Ziering or Aaron whatever.
No.
Luke. Yes.
Yes.
That guy.
Anyway, he hangs on for 8 seconds.
Does he?
Scott, I think we need to come up with Amy Beth and Scott's movie list for Allison.
She needs one.
I think we need to give her a good movie list.
Luke Perry.
That was it. I bet Ashley, well, who, bless her heart, she's on hold waiting to talk about her very amazing
book. Yeah,
but
she's one of us.
But I bet Ashley remembers Luke Perry.
I bet she does.
Is he dead? Did he die?
I don't know.
Luke Perry is dead. Maybe he just died on the show.
Oh my gosh, my husband just answered it's Luke Perry.
Chris Shaver know that?
Because Chris Shaver is who you want on your team for Trivial Pursuit.
For pop culture trivia trivia?
All trivia. You want him on your team.
Really?
His family, I think I told you this, Ashley, we're coming to you. But the first time, we were married. I don't even know if we were dating. Mm-hmm. But we were sitting at the table. His mom had fixed something delicious. They didn't know a word. She went and grabbed the handy-dandy dictionary right off to the side. It was there. They looked up words that they didn't know. This is why they're smart, and I'm just lucky to hang on to their coattails.
Luke Perry died.
He did?
Why?
In 2019, at the age of 52, he had a massive stroke.
When was this?
2019. Remember he was in Riverdale?
Oh, yeah.
My girls watched Riverdale, too.
I didn't watch Riverdale, but apparently. Allison, thank you
for that
culture history.
And Mike Cullen died. I'm really sad about that. Actually, apparently he died 2 days ago. 1819 did an article about it.
Jim Ziegler did. Jim Ziegler knows all the stuff. He knows Captain Crunch, the Auburn stuff. He knows the cicadas. He knows all the stuff.
We need Jimmy to come on our show. He's hysterical. He's so much fun.
Ziegler? I mean, he used to be on my show all the time.
I can't believe he's not in Montgomery anymore. Like, Montgomery needs him.
We need him to call
him. Montgomery is glad he's gone.
He should do... Time out. Jim needs to do, like, a weekly segment on our show.
Well, okay. Let's give him a test run before you establish that.
Do you know how hysterical that would be?
I know. Oh. He used to be on my show. Did you miss that part?
Yeah, I wasn't listening to you. I was just listening to myself.
Let's do it, Allison. High five.
Yep.
Great idea.
Okay.
All right, let's go.
Jimmy Ziegler Thursday. Let's go to Ashley, who's got a book.
Hi.
This is what goes wrong.
How are you?
I've just been sitting here for 5 minutes. Like, Luke Perry.
Oh, you knew it was Luke Perry, too? I knew you would.
Yes. And I'm like, oh, they can't hear me. I'm just hollering at myself.
I'm so sorry. But Ashley, this is what, when you're just a friend and you're come on the show, this is what you have to put up with. But tell us about your book. This is so exciting. You have written, I don't know how you have time, because you run a farm and you work at 1819 News and you do all these things. So how did you find time to write a book?
That's
unexplainable.
You're so funny, Scott. I really can't answer that. It was a total God thing. Obviously, since a young girl, I've always wanted to write. My seventh grade English teacher told me that if I wanted to find a job talking, I'd be fine. Writing, I would never make it. So this is a kind of a way to prove her wrong.
So what's the book about? It's called Explainable, and it's Unexplainable. What's it about, and what was your inspiration for?
So there's so many different stories about my life. I've had several friends that said, you should write a book about that. And you really don't think that your life stories are that important or that fascinating. So really, the motivation, just being able to accomplish it, was a big deal for me. But also to know that I'm leaving it for my grandkids and my great-grandkids and my great-great-grandchildren one day, they will be able to read stories about me growing up and our grandparents, my great-grandparents, and just our way of life, our morals, our values, and things we did together as a family. So that was a lot of the motivation.
So what out of the stories that you've told, do you have a favorite?
I do. Well, I have two.
Okay. Tell us.
But I probably would have to go with my second favorite. The very first story, Choose Life, is got to be one of my most special stories. So you have to get the book and read it. But the second story is called The Oak Tree. And it's nothing but total God's providence. When my husband and I met, his mom was taking me out on their property, and we were walking, and we had no idea. We thought it could be possible, but we weren't 100% sure. But I looked across the field and I saw a huge oak tree that looked so familiar to me and still actually had part of the rope swing hanging from it, from where I used to swing as a kid. And we found out that my family's property and Nick's parents' property that they had just purchased 3 years previously, our land adjoined. So our family's property aligned. And at that moment, I knew this is it. This is who God had for me for the rest of our lives. And it's been a great journey.
That's precious. So, Ashley, when you did write, you know I've got to write Ask the Writer questions. So when you are writing a book and you're sitting down, and I know that God does it, do you write in, like, would you write in chunks of time, or did you collect stories over time? Like, how did you put it all together?
I wrote every week, sometimes multiple times a week, in just small chunks of time, and put the stories together. And they're very short, easy reads, and very encouraging. I tried not to put anything in there that did not uplift in some way, that somebody in, there's so many different walks of life that I've been through myself, and there's a very dark time in my life that I write about in there. And I just hope that it blesses whoever picks it up and reads it. They'll get to read the story they needed to read that day, and it blesses their life.
So I saw on Amazon that there are only 3 copies left right now, which is awesome.
So it's just available in all major bookstores. I'm not sure what's going on with Amazon. They've given people a really hard time. But you can order it from Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Walmart, from Christian Faith Publishing. That's my publisher. And there is a local bookstore here where I live that's actually carrying it. And we'll be doing a book signing with them soon. But Amazon, they're acting a little funny, so I'm not sure what's going on with them.
Hey, Ashley, we're acting like they're all sold out, okay? Because they are. Yeah. Here's my last question
sold
for
out,
you.
That's great.
Yeah, that's what we're going to tell them. Yeah, you better go get it. They're going to be sold out. Wouldn't you say that this would make a great Mother's Day gift?
I think it'd be a great graduation gift for that young girl that's about to embark on life. A great Mother's Day gift for a new mom. I mean, it's a great gift to give your daughter, especially that 13, 14-year-old age. I think, and it's great to give to a grandparent. There's some stories in there to really lighten their day and bring a smile to their face and remind them there's lots of kindness in this world that still exists. So I think for anybody, actually, but yeah, especially Mother's Day is a good time.
Well, Ashley, we're super proud of you. I feel like I have a celebrity friend. So go out, find, maybe don't go to Amazon, maybe go to Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, find your copy of Unexplainable. Thank you for joining us. Keep us posted. I don't know, maybe you're going to start writing novels and then it'll be made into a movie.
The best radio host there are. So, you know, we're equal now.
Look at you.
Thank you, Ashley.
You're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too. See you soon.
Bye.
Ashley Carter has been with us. Her book is Unexplainable. That's the title. It's Unexplainable.
Yes.
And you can find it at all the major retailers. And there's only 3 at Amazon if you want to get one of those 3.
They've all sold out. So you better hurry if you want it shipped to your front door.
Absolutely. I think Amazon scans the books, and if it has any sort of wholesome, family-oriented theme, they kind of put the brakes on in some sort of fashion?
I don't know. I will say Amazon kind of surprises me. They might be a little more free speechy than others because they allow the whole spectrum. I feel like they're pretty, like, you can get some far kind of right-wing Christian crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And you can get the leftist stuff too, but I feel like they're not as sensory as some. Maybe she really has just sold out her books.
Well, I mean, that's what you look at and you think, well, that's pretty fancy. No. So I put, I've got several books in my cart. I put John's book in while we were talking.
Oh. Wait, Ashley's, what was his book called again?
Erased. And so his book is in there. Then I've got one about Chairman Mao in my book as well. And then I've got Ashley's. So now I'm about to take it down to 2 when I click buy now.
Purchase.
Yeah. Let's see if it actually goes to 2. You want to do
we'll
that?
We'll let you do it.
An experiment while we're on the show.
The show.
See if it does.
Okay. All right. Let's do
while
it.
While she does that, Scott, you're looking at something. You got a story.
I've got all kind of interesting stuff.
What you got
little
over
bitty
there?
Little small stories, small quickie stories for Fridays. It's by Cardinal Pritchard. You can find it over at Not The Bee. I don't know how this stuff happens, but hospital in Prague, so we can be a very world news oriented place. They we're going to do an abortion in the hospital.
Oh, I read this. This is horrible.
Yeah, it is.
Uh-huh. And they gave an abortion to the wrong woman. So Cardinal Pritchard asked the question, quick question, liberals. Does this count as a murder, or do we still consider this reproductive health care?
Oh, my stars.
Just didn't matter. Just doesn't matter. Oops. Sorry.
I mean, in Alabama, even our legislators couldn't figure out what was a person. So...
He says, seriously, answer the question. If a pregnant woman goes in for a routine checkup, is mistaken for another patient who is scheduled for an abortion and has her baby killed during that routine checkup, is that okay with y'all? Well, he says, you guys. That is, she was 4 months pregnant, anesthetized, and given kind of uterus surgery called a curettage, which led to her miscarrying. It was intended for another woman who was also scheduled at the hospital in the capital of the Czech Republic. So I mean, so those are legitimate questions. Because I can think of the hey, what if they had a hard time getting pregnant? They had to go through all the different things, maybe IVF, she's been struggling. You know, the whole story, finally is pregnant. Hospital makes a massive blunder. Is anybody responsible? Or is it just, oh, it doesn't matter, not viable?
That's just a terrible, heartbreaking story. I can't imagine.
And then we don't utilize it because it's a terrible, heartbreaking story. But the left uses every heartbreaking story to get their way. Mm. We got to take a break. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Randall will be up. We'll be back.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Well, I'm here with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Well, Dot, spring is here.
We're heading into spring, and I'm so glad. We've got some furniture coming in, some spring and summer furniture. It's not coming in too fast, but it's beginning to trickle in. You know, we're just busy is all I can say, and I'm thankful for that.
It looks to me like you have a lot of items for outside.
We do. We've got the wrought iron furniture, patio things, and booth 70 in the window had a swing, and it was just beautiful. I expect he'll have another one, too.
You know, there are a lot of treasures in Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall to be found.
Yes. If you don't see it here, you didn't need it anyway.
All right. Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to BlueWaterBroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Don't forget our friends over at 1819news.com. Go check them out. Actually, there is a story over there that Dr. Sam brought up earlier, and so go check that out about the longstanding former player at Auburn that everybody in the Auburn family knew. So go check out that story over there at 1819news.com. Let's get to your phone calls. I said we'd get to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, bro. Hello, and before I get to the serious stuff, and this is serious too, but y'all had a big debate yesterday about Al News, and I don't got my notebook with me where I wrote them all down, but a good one for Allison would be Allison, call it Al News, call it an Allison Longhand News every day without Scott. And then, I don't want to go through all of them, but you know, you get Jeff, you throw in that longhand. And because it was, you kind of went through the whole step by step. And you know what I mean? You went around and you took us in both doors, the front and the back. And then, you know.
Is that good or bad? I don't know.
That's good. And Scott was, all he got to do was peek through the curtains. He got, it was great. So, yeah. That's Allison Longhand News every day without Scott. So that's just going on. But you
can
do
that. Scott's worst nightmare, Randall.
And then you can, do other stuff. Everyone and everyone wants. You can put two W's and add it with Scott. I mean, there's different ways I've done it. I had about 15 of them, but I don't have them with me.
You keep thinking. You're on a roll.
I think we're sticking with boring A News with Al. Banal.
Banal. So, all right. Man, do y'all see that? A man from North Carolina can just come in here and just walk up into at the school thing. They gonna let him and let him read the books that nobody right here got to do. Everybody, all the locals couldn't do it now. And even your man that took over the library at the Ann Prattville told everybody on the radio, y'all come on down to the fire, but we ain't gonna burn no books and we ain't gonna say nothing. But you're gonna show you support. I mean, I don't understand how, and that's what we say when you. And the other last time that there was 36 weeks, which is a 3 and a 6, and between Easters was 2008. So that ain't a good sign. It ain't nothing but a sign. That's the numerology to it. And this time we had 36 weeks again. and you see where our economy, how it's headed and how it's looking. And I mean, that's why I want y'all, that's why I throw that out there, man. And then, because you'll see TikTok videos, oh, they moved Easter. No, Easter, they knew what Easter was going to be since 1601. But what they did, they knew where Easter was going to be, so they added the LGBTQ day way before anybody was thinking about Easter. And so they put it on the calendar. They knew it was coming.
They knew it was going to intersect 3 or 4 years later. Yeah, that's a good point. That's a really good point.
I mean, they knew 300 or 400 years ago it was going to. You know what I mean? Like, I don't play with these folks. They don't plan stuff just like that. I mean, when I tell you, when you can look at the trade to the Twin Towers and the death of the man they said, say his name. I mean, the plane hit at 8:46. I watched every video. He did not have his knee on his neck for no 8 minutes and 46 seconds. I watch right. every tape. He never gets past. I would say he never gets to 8 minutes, but I did see one that was clipped together that did 8:03. Nothing okay. came close to 8:46. So that's the numerology and this stuff and how they plan stuff ahead and how that's how they stay too true to the situation and to the plan. But and he's right, and the pagan is coming. And like, I don't understand how this man is getting to come where he wants and speak his mind, but could no locals. Nobody that we could really, you know what I mean, we can interstate and talk to and really get to know. I mean, I'm scared about this stuff. And I know, I don't want to say, because I ain't called, but I know I put doubt in somebody Friday, and it kills me. And saying this is probably in the best of things, but we got to know, you've got to know they have put pastors in order the same way they've done everybody else. Same way they've done with priests, the Pope. I mean, the only one I trust is the one, the Pope is the one in the black. I don't trust the rest of them at all. Like, nothing they say, nothing they do. I would not follow them to a gold mine if they told me I was going to be a millionaire and had to worry about money the rest of my life. I mean, it's telling you, we got to start. I don't know how we, you can't, yeah, now you, every mama's going to be like, well, I don't want to let my daughter go back there and talk to the pastor by herself. We at that place because we let it happen.
You make a good point, Randall.
Nobody wants to fight. And fight, and I'm telling you, Haiti is where they flying the people from, and they're fresh on their minds about this, about paying. And they coming here to destroy. Haiti folks are coming here, and the last person that tried to get the reparations, because that's where the big amount of the, when I tell you the good ones, they took the good ones off the boat at Cuba. Well, Haiti was the first, it was one of the first places. They were the richest nation there was, man. They had more money than everybody. And the worst thing ever happened is coming here, and it happened there. That was bloodshed, and the people had lost their lives. They were killing. They gonna kill. They coming to kill Christians, and because in the Bible it says about slavery, and the last person that stood up for them in Haiti was slain by the CIA when he said they wanted reparations, and that's fresh on their mind. And they burning that place down, and they flying them straight here with that hate in their heart. Christians, you better stand up. I mean,
Randall,
your grandkids
thank you, brother.
Are gonna be murdered.
Thank you, brother.
Oh.
Happy Friday.
Wow.
Don't get
that helped my anxiety.
Yes.
So is he saying that Pastor John is a plant?
I don't
what
think
was he
so.
Saying?
I think he was just bemoaning that so many people here wanted to say things at these different school boards and stuff, and they've been limited. And then Pastor John's coming, and he's apparently going to be able to speak. Well, we don't know that, though. There's no telling. The school board might not even.
No. I mean, they initially, when they found out he was coming, they had to look and make sure that people outside of the district could speak, and they ruled he could, and mm-hmm. they're going to give him, like, the normal 3 minutes that anybody else gets.
Interesting. By the way, earthquake center near New York City has rattled the Northeast this morning. 4.8?
Yes.
Somebody texted me there was a tsunami headed towards Arizona. Is that true?
I'm just telling you what. If Arizona gets hit by a tsunami, you can just...
I didn't know what to do with that.
Ride it on a rock. It's over.
2024.
It's a red tide.
I don't know.
Straight for Phoenix. Yeah. Saturday night.
Let's move down here. Thompson Tractor is the go-to source for a complete range of the best equipment for your next construction project. Thompson Tractor also has the trusted parts and expert service you've come to expect for more than 65 years, all of which keeps your business up and running so you can focus on the work you do. And now is a great time to get the compact equipment you need, because right now, there's financing starting at 0% for 36 months on any Cat compact equipment, including skid steers and mini excavators. These machines don't sit around for long, but no worries. If it's not here, we can pull from one of our other 16 locations in Alabama and Northwest Florida. And hey, if you're not ready to buy, Thompson Rents is here, so you can rent what you need. So visit ThompsonTractor.com for all the details and for the location nearest you. Thompson Tractor and Thompson Rents. We're here for you.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto: in our business, a flush beats a full house.
Headley Metal Buildings has been your source for quality metal buildings in the River Region since 2007. Carports up to 24 feet wide, RV covers, storage buildings, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Your structure can be customized, installed on level ground, and comes with a 20-year warranty. Let Headley Metal Buildings help you find the perfect solution. Financing available. Call 285-3667 for details, or find Headley Metal Buildings on Facebook.
How are you going to use your tax refund? New flooring? New countertops? Carroll's Carpet Flooring America is locally owned and operated by local experts, so you can achieve the most beautiful and updated looks while supporting your community. You'll enjoy personalized service that you'll not find anywhere else. They can make your dreams come true with top-of-the-line hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, and luxury vinyl. They have everything you need in flooring. Go to carolscarpetmontgomery.com or visit their showroom on the Northeastern Boulevard.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at 3 special at lunch, 2 great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe 3-piece bands or 4-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Well, hi, everybody. Even though temperatures are still running way below normal, it's really a good weekend forecast. I think you're going to like it. Abundant sunshine today. I've got us near 70 for a high. Clear skies and quite chilly for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, 71 for a high on Saturday with mostly sunny skies. More sun, nice warming Sunday, high in the upper 70s. Then on Eclipse Monday. Not optimistic about the cloud cover situation Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible, high 79. Keep your fingers crossed. From the National Tropical Weather Conference, Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Whether you're buying a home or auto or consolidating debt, CBNS Bank's personal loans get you where you need to go. Go to cbsbank.com to find a location near you or apply online today. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Not a lot of time left on this Friday. I'm here. The ladies of Liberty are here. Dixie and Trixie.
I miss Pixie.
Yeah, she did a good job.
She definitely, her Harvard education elevated, well, at least me.
How do I say her last name again? I mean, her first name again?
Dobson.
Caroline. And then we're going to get Dick Brubaker back on the show. He was here during the...
The great tsunami of
the apocalypse, the technology apocalypse of yesterday. So we'll get him back on to make it all even. I don't know if you think Dick Brubaker will want a nickname. You're Dixie, Trixie, Pixie, and
Brew. Can we call him
Brew?
De Brew.
Dixie, Prixie.
I like that.
Dixie, Prixie. Dixie.
Dixie, Trixie, Pixie, and Brew.
Just go with Brew. I like Brew.
Okay. You know, his sister was my discipleship leader in high school.
Really?
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Yep.
Let's go out to Lunchbox Bob. Lunchbox, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday, Scott. It's two babes and Scott in the third hour. And I'm telling you, it's been a great show. Y'all don't know it, but it has been a great week. Even yesterday's Apocalypse Mini was good because we showed level-headedness, professionalism, troubleshooting, and perseverance.
Wait. Say that again for Sky to hear, because I think he's questioning it right now.
There are moments of doubt, and I understand this. And we've hit on one of them very, very forcefully today during the second hour. There's a lot of people in our listening audience and in the greater state of Alabama that think they know things that just aren't so. They think they live in a red state because when the news idiot box puts up a picture of the country, Alabama's painted red. They think they've got good conservative Republicans working for them in Montgomery. In reality, we've got a bunch of rodent-sized chipmunks that want to change the ethics rules. They think that good Christian principals and teachers in school systems like Hoover, Montgomery, and Vestavia Hills will protect their children. In reality, the filth is being fire hosed all over their children. And we've got people who think they know what the faith of their fathers is and what they've always believed, and it's just so because they feel it to be true. And upon a little introspection, they may discover they're on ground just as shaky as New York is being reminded the island of Manhattan is. Because when people allow for a generation of full ignorance to supersede what used to be intelligent knowledge, you end up down at Waffle House where no one can get your order right. Or worse, you end up at the Subway where you're paying twice as much money for half the sandwich you used to get. And everyone knows Lunchbox Bob doesn't do that with sandwiches. It's full-time, all the time, well-made, and customer-pleased. But that's just me, sitting back, sipping coffee, strong, black, and slightly bitter.
Thank you, Lunchbox. We're going to take them in order. Let's go to Kathy. Kathy, welcome to the program. Happy Friday to you.
Well, thanks, Scott, and I hate to follow Lunchbox Bob, but anyway, I wanted to commend Amy Beth on her rant and say, amen, preach it, sister. Because it is so absolutely the truth that most Christians just don't want to get involved, don't feel like they need to get involved. In fact, a lot of them are happy to see everything going to hell in a handbasket, because that might mean Jesus will come back sooner. So that's one of the reasons why we're in the situation we're in, is because people have a misunderstanding of end time theology. So I say amen to that. And I think we need to hear more of the view that was held for hundreds and hundreds of years before that. I think we need to do some studying on that, and people need to understand that they have to get involved, and they have to
Did Kathy drop out?
Did we lose Kathy? Okay. I think we lost Kathy. So let's check the next call, see if we can get Clark. Clark, welcome to the program.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, Clark, what's up?
Oh, I'm all good. Hi, ladies of Liberty.
Hello, sir.
Good morning.
Scott, I got to tell you before we get started. It took me 15 minutes yesterday to get over the vertigo.
From what? From the show?
30 seconds I was on the air with the reverb.
Yeah, but we could understand what you said. It just sounded like you were speaking in a coliseum. Yeah.
Okay. No, on my end, it was like quadruple echoes. And
well, you gotta concentrate. You got to stay focused. Or take the ear away from your thing and the phone, just talk into it.
That's so smart.
It's almost like I've done it before.
I've never thought about that. Jeez.
Hey, Tuesday we talked about the possibility of the Republicans ceding control to the Democrats so they could pass a law that Trump couldn't run, and then that would be the breaking point. Right, Scott?
Yeah, we've thought about that, yes.
Okay. So I had time the other evening, as I was on equipment working when I left here, to think about the two sides there. And, you know, on the one side, you got the MAGA people. We believe in American exceptionalism. We think that America has provided more freedom and opportunity for all of its citizens than any other country in the history of the planet. And then you got the left, Scott. And these are people that think that America has always been a bad country. You know, children that are indoctrinated to be Democrats are taught from a very early age that America is, what, racist, sexist, homophobic, Christian nationalist, intolerant, whatever else. Oh, yeah. You can't leave out a capitalist imperialist or something like that, whatever that means. You know, whoever it was that said America
I think that was Andrew Cuomo, who said America was never that great.
Okay, so he spoke for every Democrat from his heart when he said that. And, you know, because they're indoctrinated to believe that our country is evil, they are absolutely fine with causing its destruction or fundamental transformation by any means necessary.
Yeah, they're the good guys because they're destroying an evil country.
Yes, and I don't know, Scott, I think that it's important for us to understand that that's where they are. Now, when you think about that, how do we ever have a reconciliation, and why do we want one?
I think that's a great point. How do we compromise? How do we come together with people who believe the exact opposite of us? You can't compromise when you're both that far apart.
I mean, you know, when your position is that the country that I love is evil and needs to be destroyed, why do I want to compromise with that?
That's a really good point. I don't know. I don't want to.
Keep doing what you do, Scott. Allison, let me know how the promo for the THC 45 plan goes.
Clark, thank you very much. Papa B will be up on the other side. Only a short segment left of this week's Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 517-0074, $4,995 due at sign. VIN number KD020-314, $3,700 due at sign. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Hey, Alabama, this is Frankie Bumps to tell you about Zaza Serious Italian. You know, we Italians eat like we're going to jail. You know why? Because we never know when we're going. Capisce? Our food is authentic peasant Italian made to order. Our pizzas are hands down the best. If you mention my name, Frankie Bumps, we'll take 30 cents off your bill. I'm a generous guy. Zaza Serious Italian, nobody eats better than us.
Zaza Serious Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to the program, everybody. Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. We appreciate you listening. We need to get back out to your phone calls, even though I can't tell.
I know I did that. Can you put the it back
just
up because
careful,
it's
careful
bothering
that
me.
Bottom part right there. Very good.
Okay, there we go.
So we got Papa B. Papa B, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. I'm going to go over here and fix this monitor while you're talking to the ladies.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you letting me call in. I really wanted to call in about this before the Easter weekend, but it really doesn't matter. It's just a little story. It won't take but a minute. When I was coming up, you know, 1968, 1969, our little group of kids in our little church was 7-8 years old. And there was a man down in our church. He's a deacon in our church, later an elder. And he taught our Sunday school class during that age range. And he, of course, survey of the Bible, just the usual, going through the Bible, creation, the Garden of Eden, the flood, and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the last little class that he had, he'd leave about 15 minutes for the rest of the class. And he had us all scoot our chairs back, and we sat around in a circle, Indian style.
Okay.
And he began to, you know, first of all, a little smirk on his face. And then a chuckle. And later on, a little laugh. And, you know, we're all wondering what this was all about. It's kind of curious. But he got us to start laughing. And we were all, in just a few minutes, just guffawing. It was just tear eye watering, bawled out laughter. It was incredible how he just, with that little bit of, you know, urging, got us laughing. And the lesson of the story of that particular day was, no matter what happens to you, we're Christians. And Christians have every reason to be the happiest people on the planet.
Mm.
And that was the story, that was the lesson, and that was the culmination of that year that we went through his class, and I'll never forget it. It stuck with me for the rest of my life, and I think we need to kind of remember that. You know, that was a good thing to think about.
That's fantastic, Papa B. That's a great story. No, absolutely right. I mean, we have victory, and it's going to be all right.
Exactly.
We Happy are Warriors. Always going to have victory, even in the darkest of times. You know, our victory is not, you know, our victory is not due to our circumstance. Our victory is already won.
Amen.
The story is already, you know.
That's right.
The devil wins. We know what happens at the end of the book. So anyway, all right, guys. Well,
hey, Papa B, we appreciate you, brother.
All right, guys.
Is that why they call it Tuesday?
He means the devil loses. Yeah.
Do what?
Is that why they call it Tuesday?
That's why they call it, yes. Like Clark said, that's why it's called Tuesday. Let's go to Crawdad. Crawdad, we only have a little bit of time. We'll try to get you and Dennis. Crawdad, welcome to the show.
Thank you. So important. Check, ladies. Craig, if you will check your Facebook, I sent you a link. Most important about the crawfish and the... That goes to the Easter seals help all season.
Yes, sir. So we'll check that, and then we'll announce it. It's not this weekend, is it?
Yeah, it's on the 13th, Saturday, 4-7.
Okay.
And I just hope to get the word out. Mr. Joey Clark is listening. He helped me get the information going. So you guys, please pass the ball.
You got it, brother.
We see it. Thank you for sending it.
Thanks, Crawdad. Yes. Have a great weekend, man. God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh.
Any last minute boring news?
I'm just going home, take a nap.
Be in a kept
Maybe
life,
drink a don't. Margarita after this week.
Don't really have to work.
In the Amy middle Beth. Of the day.
it'll calm one. Down. We're going to Muscle Shoals. I'm going to the Shoals Republican Club tomorrow. So
yeah,
see
you're
everybody
speaking.
Out there. One of them, yes.
Fantastic. I know that'll be great. And we'll try to be back next week. Maybe everything will work. Maybe it won't. But we appreciate you struggling through.